After the Trump administration said the federal government will let schools leave race out of admission decisions, Governor Andrew Cuomo directed New York State University system to continue policies that promote racial diversity among students. In a letter stating the new federal action should have no bearing on admission policies and should not interfere with SUNY's and CUNY's commitment to a diverse and inclusive student body, Cuomo gives the chairman of the boards of trustees of the City University of New York and State University of New York an August 15 deadline to compile a report on how they'll increase diversity on campuses. The Democrats said the SUNY system has long embraced diversity and encouraged social mobility. He noted that nearly half of SUNY students are minorities and called the White House's action a blatant attempt to limit the participation of minorities in higher education. University at Albany spokesperson Jordan Carlio Evangelist says 42% of the incoming freshman class hails from groups historically underrepresented in higher education.
That's something that we're enormously proud of, our record of attracting and retaining and graduating students from those communities. And other folks have taken notice of that, too. In years past, the Education Trust has identified UAlbany as a top performer nationally for both African-American and Latino-Latina student success. So, not only are we adept at sort of attracting students from these groups to attend our university, but they get here, they stay here, and they succeed, and we're really tremendously proud of that. And, for all those reasons are why we stand really strongly with the governor and SUNY in their commitment to fostering this inclusive learning environment, which we know from experience is absolutely critical to academic and research excellence.
Not everyone agrees. The Washington-based National Center for Public Policy Research is siding with Trump. Project 21 Black Leadership Network member Dr. Carol Swain is a former professor at Vanderbilt and Princeton.
As a black woman, I've always felt that acceptance to higher education should be merit-based and means-tested. I believe President Trump is wise to rescind the aggressive Obama-era affirmative action directive for the use of race and ethnicity in student admissions. These are affecting colleges and universities as well as K-12 education. The Obama directive, while well-intended, resulted in blatant discrimination against Asians and non-protected races and ethnicities.
Swain argues current policy is more of a detriment to minority students' success than a helping hand in navigating the education system. Project 21 recently released its Blueprint for a Better Deal for Black America, recommending schools be required to meet minimum graduation rate standards for both general and minority student populations to be eligible for federal student financial aid, among other ideas. Meantime, University at Buffalo College Access expert Nathan Dawn Barnett tells Spectrum News there have been about a half dozen Supreme Court challenges connected to affirmative action over the last two decades, and he believes colleges and universities have already shaped their practices based on those decisions.
I don't think the challenges will come until the Supreme Court is filled again. Justice Kennedy was the swing vote, likely would have been in this case as well. So they'll wait to see what happens with this ninth appointment.
Carlio Evangelist says UAlbany's diversity inclusion is one of the five priorities in its recently completed strategic plan.
And that plan is going to guide our efforts over the next 5 years as we try to celebrate these individual differences that make our student body so diverse, but at the same time sort of promote constructive dialogue about those differences and the exchange of ideas. And, if we do that right, and we sure intend to, that will impact not just our campus, but the community beyond our campus. And we're really proud of the success that UAlbany has had to date in attracting and retaining and graduating a really diverse student body from across the spectrum.
You can read Cuomo's letter and the Project 21 report at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.